Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Virtually complete Stegosaurus fossil to be auctioned at Sotheby's Greek Week.
By Robert Neat, May 29th, 2024, The Guardian.
The largest and most complete Stegosaurus fossil ever found is expected to fetch up to $6 million when it is sold as the star lot in Sotheby's Geek Week auction this summer.
At 11 feet tall and more than 20 feet long, the virtually complete fossil, which has been nicknamed Apex, is more than 30% larger than Sophie, the previously most intact Stegosaurus specimen, which was on display in London's Natural History Museum.
Cassandra Hatton, the global head of science at Sotheby's, said, "Apex marks an incredibly important milestone, as simply one of the best fossils of its kind ever unearthed."
Stegosaurus is one of the most universally recognizable dinosaur species, whose unmistakable silhouette has been a source of fascination and wonder for generations. Through the careful process of excavation, preparation, and installation, Apex sets a new standard for all future discoveries of this magnitude, and further reinforces the enduring appeal of Stegosaurus and its vaunted status in population culture.
With an auction estimate of $4 million to $6 million, it may become one of the most valuable dinosaur fossils ever sold at auction. The record is held by Stan, a T-Rex skeleton auctioned off by Christie's for $31.8 million in 2020.
Apex was discovered by commercial paleontologist Jason Cooper in the Morrison Formation in Moffat County, Colorado, near the town of Dinosaur in May 2022.
The Stegosaurus is the best-known member of the armored dinosaurs, Thyreophorans, characterized by the distinctive shape and arrangement of dermal armor on its back, extending from its neck to its tail.
The Apex fossil shows no signs of combat or predation-related injuries. However, evidence of arthritis indicates that it lived to an advanced age. It also has an impressive femur length of 45 inches.
Sotheby's said Cooper, the founder of Trilobites of America and the co-owner of Dinosaur Corporation, had unearthed numerous dinosaur specimens within the U.S., many of which were now housed in institutions around the globe, with a significant number having been donated by him.
And now, here is What a Charming Dinosaur, written by Ed Malin, directed by Roddy McInnes. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024.
Hello, Sotheby's Collections Department.
Oh, God! I was worried no one would pick up.
True, it is after hours, and I did have to wipe the glue off my hands for a moment.
Are you busy?
Just putting the Stegosaurus together for the auction. It's very complete. Apex.
This one has pectorals too, does he?
It's why it's called Apex. Much more complete than Sophie. The nearest comparable skeleton. But perhaps you read about this in the papers?
Indeed I have. That's why I called, because I know Apex will fetch a very high price if he is deemed to be the most complete specimen humans have ever known.
Frankly, there's not a lot missing.
Or is there? If Apex could talk, could point you in the direction of being a more whole, more actualized dino, what would he say?
This is beginning to sound like a prank call.
I lived in the same place where Apex was found. The vicinity of Dinosaur, Colorado. Trust me, there are things that excavators discard. Stuff they don't think needs to be looked at.
That is a valid point, and yet I should get back to gluing the chant lines together.
What if I told you I have a fossilized Stegosaurus cerebral stem?
No one's ever told anyone that before.
I know. It's not usually the part that's preserved.
And it's supposed to be rather small. Embarrassingly so.
Well, I have one. And I'll give it to you, which would make the auction price go up, right?
What do you want in return?
To be part of history. And a nice slice of the pie.
Seriously though, why go to the trouble?
Listen, do you think Sophie the Stegosaurus is an ethically obtained specimen?
So it's about the competition, then.
She was brought to the Natural History Museum in London thanks to the support from a hedge fund, Ferrex Investments. And you know what that means?
Do I?
Fossil fuel money! Can you imagine? Apex must assume the highest place in the world of dead reptiles.
All right, leave your number with me and I'll hash it out. Of course, I can't guarantee anything.
Thank you.
Now back to setting his pelvis. Oh, one moment. Hello, Sotheby's Collections Department.
Allo, so glad you came to the phone. You'll never believe the good news I have for you.
Sorry to be blunt, but are you a Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, no. I don't believe that dinosaur fossils are a test from God that we must reject.
Good. So you like dinosaurs, eh? Because I'm mounting a Stegosaurus right now.
I'll bet you are. Do you know what would make Apex sell for an even higher price at auction? Do you?
Sorry, we already have
Of course you do, love. But do you know what else has been missing from all other more or less complete specimens so far?
I guess you're going to tell me.
The cardiac center, my dear, which I have one intact.
Apex would be so proud.
Exactly. I have a fossilized Stegosaurus centerpiece that you would naturally want to include in the setup. Can we come to terms as partners?
Not the craziest thing I've heard all day, but is there any other reason you brought this heart to light?
For me, it's personal. I'm middle-aged and one of my legs is shorter than the other.
Is this about Sophie again?
That skeleton is a perfectly developed young adult Stegosaurus, whereas Apex lived longer and had arthritis.
The scientists are saying that.
It's time to take a stand against ageism!
Now I believe you. Thanks again. Just leave me your info.
Cheers.
I've been searching for a new Jurassic fossil find, like, all my life. A way to really make a difference in the study of extinct, gentle, leaf-eating dinosaurs. But how complete is complete? This is already too much to process. Good evening, Sotheby's Collection.
Oh, hiya!
Just making a well-chiseled dinosaur ahead of the auction.
Absolutely, and I know how that feels.
You do?
Oh, the things we do for skeletons. Other people would never understand. It makes me laugh.
I haven't laughed in such a long time.
Oh. Then laugh along with me. Oh.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome, but don't thank me yet. I think what you may be missing is...
Is the whole world going to call me and tell me how incomplete my project is?
Dear, 100 years from now, someone may call you up and try to add something to Apex. I don't expect you will want to talk about it then, so do you have a minute just now?
Although I also need to know, do you have an ulterior motive? Something about Sophie?
Oh no, I'm mad as heck at Ferrex Investments.
What do they do?
Don't you know? They're named after a carnivorous fish.
Which makes it unethical for them to sponsor vegetarian dinosaur acquisition.
You get it.
Fine. What have you dug up that will go nicely with our new dino?
Well, frankly, it was hard for Stegosaurus to get through the day in a world full of vicious meat eaters. Consuming herbs gives you strength, I suppose. But does it give you courage? With a capital C.
Not usually.
See, that's what's so special about the dinosaur part I have discovered over in Colorado. Until now, no one has talked much about herbivore hormones and the drive to dominate.
Did you find what I think you found? Why didn't you tell me this in the first place?
Well, actually, I'm standing on the sidewalk right outside your window, so just open up and I'll show you.
Goodness gracious! Mm.
Apex apparently had a generous priapus. The fact that it was preserved so well.
And so durably.
Oh, all this time will, I hope, allow us to become partners in showing the world a fuller picture of Apex. Yes? No?
I don't know what to say.
Say yes!
I do! I take you as a partner, just...
Yes?
Do you have any extra strength glue?
On the play. We're joining in the chorus to complete the Stegosaurus and stay ahead of the curve. Like dinos of a feather, step by step, putting together since we clearly have the nerve. This auction might be censored for a large phallic venture, a fate it don't deserve. The biggest herbivore that you ever did saw. Oh, he really had the nerve.
I'm so glad I brought the brain.
The heart.
The bones.
The nerve.
I could while away the hour and turn with the flower.
This has been What a Charming Dinosaur, written by Ed Malin, directed by Roddy McInnes, featuring Mila Besson, Sabrina Gomez, Tiffany Rennell, and Olivia Webb. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024. Sound design by Artemis Zara Gutekin and audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook, and find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.